I'm standing here on behalf of the people of Solomon Islands to really thank Christian Reformed Churches of Australia and especially Kingston for the work that has been done in the Solomon Islands. Today, I can say the swim is getting stronger, swim is getting wider, touching okay from the eastern part of Solomon Island that is a border with Vanuatu, and right okay to the western side and even the northern side of Solomon Islands. The swim ministry, by the grace of God, we've been touching many lives, and we will continue to do what the Lord has called us to do as those first men and women who start the seed of faith 27 years ago. And today I'm standing here just like Paul have said in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6, Apollos has planted, I watered, Paul said, and those will come after me, might they do the harvesting. And I'm standing on that word. I believe I'm coming in the time, just like Apollos and Paul, they planted and they watered. I don't know, I'm coming into a place and a season of harvesting, and we have been seeing what God has been doing in swim. It's so powerful. And I'm here as a testimony to encourage the church and also to thank the church this morning. But let us get into our sermon this morning, which our passage this morning, we've been reading from the book of Acts. And this morning I want to share on this theme, the hero maker. If we look in the background of Barnabas, which we have heard the children's talk this morning, Barnabas was mentioned in the book of Acts 23 times. And the Paul's epistles or Paul's letter, his name was mentioned 5 times. So that is this man. And if we read through the epistles and the book of Acts, Barnabas never written a book or an epistle that we have read, but we have seen what he have done throughout the time of the early church. And we will see his life this morning. And Barnabas is like someone standing behind the scene and pushing those leaders. Okay, he there's someone that's standing at the back and encouraging the church, take this gospel to the world. I believe as he heard the Great Commission, and that is what Barnabas is doing. And that is a message I want to bring to each and every one of us. I have seen Christian Reformed Churches of Australia and New Zealand for the past 27 years. That is what they have done in the Solomon Island. They are standing at the back and pushing ordinary Solomon Islanders into the purpose of God. They are behind okay, this ministry of swim and encouraging the work of God, that where the gospel need to reach, okay, the gospel need to get into the prison cells, the gospel need to get into those community. I look on the perspective of what Barnabas has done, okay, in his time. And I have seen here, that is the message I want to bring to us today. And if I can say on this theme today, you are hero maker. Christian Reformed Church of Australia, you are hero maker. Just like what we will learn from this man, Barnabas. He's standing behind the scene, standing and pushing Apostle Paul. Come on, Paul, you can go to the unknown world by preaching the gospel. And that was what we have seen in this. And this man, Dr. Luke, as he wrote down the book of Acts, okay, he saw us someone that is shining, someone that is mature, someone that is loving, someone in his leadership, okay, he cares so much. And that person is Barnabas that we look and we have read on this morning to help us. So Barnabas was not his real name, his nickname. Barnabas comes from a Greek word which means he's a son of encouragement. He's somebody that encourages. And I believe we're living in a fallen world. We're living in a time that there are many, many people need encouragement. Many people just need a word, just like what we have seen in the life of Barnabas. But Barnabas' actual name, as we will see in our next slide this morning, we see Barnabas, who shifted from being the hero to be making others the hero in God's unfolding story. That was the beautiful of life of Barnabas. He is a man that standing in the power of God, as we have read in our reading this morning, he's a man that full of Holy Ghost, means he's a man that led by the Holy Spirit. He's a man that full of faith. He's a loving man. And that is how Barnabas see, okay, he shifted the focus to be on him, just like we have heard the kid's story this morning. But his focus, he wants to make others become the heroes in the unfolding story of God. And that is what we have seen here. And as we move on to the next slide this morning, Barnabas and the power of empowerment. Barnabas was the main human mentor or coach of Paul, the great apostle to the Gentile. As we have seen, and we'll go to the scriptures that I want us to see this morning. And these are the reference scriptures to the life and the leadership of Barnabas in the early church. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 16 and 36 and 37, it says, "And Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, his name means the son of encouragement, he sold land in order to support the early church." So here, Luke recorded an account of this man, Barnabas, which his name in Hebrew is Joseph, which means, increase. If we look at this name of Joseph, is someone that they gave that name to him, Joseph in Greek, that we have seen. But we have seen in this verse 36 and 37, when the church started after the day of Pentecost, we see this account that he sold a land. To a Jew, land is not something just to sell it. To a Jew, land is something so precious, something that nobody can do, just like we have seen and heard what is happening right, that place right now. But we see this man, Barnabas, what a courage, what a heart. He sold the land, and the Bible says he brought the money and gave it to the early apostles, gave it to the work of God. He wanted the work of God to spread, because I believe he heard that commission that the gospel must be preached. Go out into the world. And we have seen here a man of faith, a man full of the Holy Ghost. They sold a piece of land, and he wanted to finance the work of God. He wanted to finance the early apostle in Jerusalem and even in Antioch as the time goes on. So that is the kind of this person that we have looked in the Word of God this morning, Barnabas. He's willing enough to give money into the service of God. I want to thank God for Reformed churches, Christian Reformed churches of Australia, for the finances that you have poured into the work in Solomon. I want to thank God for what you have done. And we have learned from Barnabas here in Acts chapter 4 and verse 36 and 37. He's willing, to sold that land and gave that finance to finance the work of God during the early days. And we have seen what Barnabas has done. He is a hero maker in this theme that I want to encourage us. He's willing enough to hold deep in his pocket and get that money and give it to that work. And I want to thank God for what has been done for the past 27 years. Though the sweet ministry in the Solomon had come through his own hard times, been through his valley and up the mountains, but there are faithful men and women who are willing to support the work financially. You might be behind the scene like Barnabas. You want to be a hero maker. Someone in those prison cell. Before I came, before I bought the flight, Friday before last Friday, I had this call from the chaplain in prison. And his call was this: Pastor, when you come back, if any person in your Bible study want to baptize, they have gave us the green light. You can do water baptism in the prison. Amen. So there are a lot of inmates that want to be baptized. So we are making plan. I'm chat with him. When I come back, I'll see the boys and even the girls that want to take that step of faith of water baptism. Then we can do it right in the prison cell. But there is somebody who stands behind the scene and give to this cause. Amen. There's somebody willing enough, just like Barnabas, willing enough to sold that piece of land and said, here is the money. And I want to thank God. That is what is happening in this ministry called SWIM. There's someone that's standing behind and give in. And that is in Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 9, we see again in the scripture, Barnabas took Saul to the apostle at Jerusalem. He defended Saul against the doubts of the leaders. He believed in Saul before anyone else. Everybody doubted Saul because of what he had done persecuting Christians. And even the Bible declare in, if we can see in Acts, okay, he was standing when they stoned Stephen to death. So nobody believes in this man's soul. Everybody doubted him. But we have seen in the scripture this morning, this man Barnabas stood his ground and believed that there is a calling upon Apostle Paul. He said, no, this is a changed man. This man had a vision from God on the road of Damascus. I believe that God's going to use him powerfully. And he defended this man, Saul. When everybody doubted, this man Barnabas still believed in the call of God over Saul, which became Apostle Paul. And we have looked back in the history of Paul, about 13 letters in the 27 books of the New Testament was written by this man, Apostle Paul. When nobody believes in him, Barnabas willing enough to stand and defend. No, I believe that this man, Apostle Paul, this man, Saul, is chosen by God. I believe, he stand behind and want to see Paul rise up in the call of God. And I believe that is what the church has been doing for the past 27 years. It's encouraging when everybody doubted. Okay, when everybody don't believe in someone, you still give in, and pray, for the work of swim in the Solomon Island. And we have been seeing lives has been transformed because we are standing together. We partner together to see somebody saved into the kingdom of God and believe that they can do it. They can do it. We have seen through this, one of our school, SWIM also engaged in education in the Solomon Island. And one of the school that we engage is called Pedesta Disabled Training Center, which offered course for youths with some disabilities. And that school that was established by SWIM, and it is run under South Sea Evangelical Education Authority. Okay, for more than 10 years, children with disability, they are graduated with some skills, and they become normal children in our communities. They will become normal youths in our community, having job, having pay, after fortnight. But because they came through the training at the Pedesta Disability Training Center. It started 10 years ago. This year we have 27 students. Last year we have 7 students graduated, with agriculture, with sewing, some with some computer skills and so forth. But you see, we believe in them. And because of that great vision that God has given, those people who founded this ministry, we still believe when the society don't believe in those kids, we'll still believe that God has a purpose for them. They can be recognized in the community. They can be contributors into our nation, even in the churches that they are serving. So Barnabas was the kind of man who stood behind. When everybody doubted, he still believed. that this man Paul have a great destiny. This man Paul have a great, thing to do for the kingdom of God. So we have 27 students this year at our Disability Support Center. We thank God. I saw your picture. That is where I met these national leaders from different countries, that we gathered there. And they just thank God for what Swim has done for the past 10 years by empowering these youths with some disability, and they become useful in our society. Paul, stand and defend. Barnabas, stand and defend Saul. We believe in this man. He have a call from God. And we have seen in Acts chapter 9, when everybody doubted, he still believed. He still know that God can do something powerfully in the life of Apostle Paul. Let's see the third scripture. In Acts chapter 11 and verse 22 to 25, Barnabas encouraged the new church believers at Antioch. Then he went to Tarsus to engage Paul and mentored him for 1 year at Antioch. Saul became his missionary partner on their first missionary journey to Cyprus. That is what happened. When Paul was convicted to Christianity, he don't have good time. They persecuted him, and along the way, he went back to his own town or his own city. Then we heard that the scripture tells us Barnabas heard about him. And not only that, he just write a letter and say, Saul, come to Antioch. No, the Bible says he went down. He went down to Tarsus, and he brought this man, Saul, to Antioch. And for 1 year, you read the scripture, and they were teaching in the church, empowering this man, Apostle Paul. Then we see later on, he was with him in the first missionary journey of Paul, as we have known that he has four missionary journey. And Barnabas was with this Apostle Paul on the first missionary journey. He sacrificed his life. He gave his time. Want to see someone raise up and empowered with the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God. So for 1 year, that this man, Barnabas, mentor and coach this young Apostle Paul into the work of God. Started together in the Bible. We had a wonderful Bible study, with our elderly people on the other day. I'm so blessed with the study, the Word of God. Look at, Adam and Eve. Look at the creation. What a powerful thing. I just think back. I think that is what Paul and Barnabas doing. They look into the Word of God, encouraging one another, empowering one another. And that is what we have seen in Acts, chapter 11, where Barnabas have to went down when he heard about Paul and said, let's come, let us stand together. And he encourages him. He mentored him for that 1 year. And after 1 year, they went on for that first missionary journey that we have seen in the book of Acts. So that is the third thing that we have learned from this man, Barnabas. In chapter 12, verse 25, and even in chapter 13, we have seen here, the church of Antioch, they're commissioning them. They're commissioning Barnabas and Paul and others and John Mark in that fall of mission team, and they went down on their first missionary journey. They went. And the Bible tells us here, he's willing enough to go on that mission journey. I have talked with few people here that been to the Solomon, and some, I think the big number was in 2017, and I just want to thank God for that commitment. Solomon is too hot, 33, but it takes a risk to come, just to be in that heat there, and that that there is too much sweating, but that is commitment. Willing enough to go on that mission trip, to be in that island. Next time you come, we pray that will more rain there so that, there is cold enough. But in our country, it's hot, 33, might be night 28 or 26. But anyway, here we see that, Barnabas is willing enough to go with Paul, even on the missionary journey. I believe they faced some difficulty, but we have seen the heart of this man, Barnabas. He wants to see this man, Paul, excel in the things of God, excel with the gospel of Jesus. He wants to see some more souls saved in the kingdom of God. So he is willing to take the risk, Barnabas. And just like I've said, many of you have done that, okay, for the past years that you've been in the Solomon, and I'm here. I believe one of my call again, I'm here this morning, is please come again. Come again to the island, and let's see the fruit of what you have done for those past years, and see what God continued to do in the Solomon. So here, Barnabas willing to go on the first missionary journey in this chapter 12 and 13, as we see here. Okay, in chapter 15, 36, 39, we see Barnabas as a leader who is patient and forgiving in giving John Mark a second chance. Okay, if we study in the first missionary journey, as they went on, there's somebody by the name of John Mark. Okay, I think because of some difficulty, he returned back to Antioch or back to Jerusalem because it's too difficult for him. And when they're ready for their second missionary journey, Paul was saying big no. When Barnabas said, John Mark can come with us, Paul said no. This time, our second missionary journey, we don't need John Mark. And there was a heat argument between them. And that is the time we have seen in the scripture in Acts chapter 15, Paul and Silas, they're on that missionary journey, and this man Barnabas willing to take John Mark with him. We have seen here another character of a great leader. He willing to give a second chance. He willing to allow space so that John Mark can grow. So that John Mark can make some mature decision. But for Paul, he said, big no, no. He will never be part of this missionary journey again. But if we read in other epistles of Paul, later in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, the last chapter, chapter 4, you read down, he was mentioning John Mark to Timothy. He said, when you come, please let John Mark come because he's a great helper for me in ministry. But we have seen a man that having a forgiving heart, patient enough, even John Mark have fell in his decision as he went on that first missionary journey. But John Mark received a big no from Paul. But Barnabas, he said, no, John Mark can come with me. I still believe in him. And we have the gospel of Mark. Because of someone believe in this man. Someone believe that he can do it. Someone believe that God is a forgiving God. Someone believe that we can give space when somebody fails. And that is that kind of person that we have learned from his life this morning. Barnabas. He's willing enough to encourage failures. He's willing enough to forgive when somebody fell in ministry. And we have learned from his life in this reading this morning in the scripture that he's willing enough to forgive John Mark and say, come on, John Mark, come with me. Come with me into that mission. And we have learned from this life of Barnabas, the great hero maker. One is willing enough, and when the world is falling down, he still believes. John Mark, as we move on to our next slide. Hero or hero makers, everyone wants to be a hero, yet only few understand the power of being a hero maker. And we just learn from the story of John Mark. And there's a question here, what kind of leaders or church are we? Are we hero makers or we want to be the hero? As we go on to our next slide, we want us to see a few scriptures on Jesus. Jesus' leadership or ministry secret of hero making. Hero makers have discovered that dying to self and living for God's kingdom through others is the secret of multiplied results and greater impact. The secret is simple. You have to think about the kingdom of God more than about yourself or myself or even our church. And that is what we have seen in the life of Jesus. So we will see a few more scriptures here about Jesus as we move on. Whether you are leading 10 people or 1,000 people, you can maximize your leadership and multiply your organization. Hero makers have discovered the secret that results in multiplying through others and not themselves. So we multiply. Thank God for this vision of SWIM. And we have been seeing that. Okay, empowering so that we can empower many, many lives in the Solomon Islands to be blessed through this ministry. So let us come to some scripture as we have seen this thing that Jesus was doing when he was doing his ministry for 3.5 years as we move on to our next slide this morning. And that is what Jesus have done. Okay, keep on moving to the scripture. Next. Okay, here. Jesus, the hero maker. In Luke chapter 1, this is what the Bible says. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. Okay, so for 3.5 years, that is what Jesus did. He took with him these 12. And in the other verses that we'll read later, the 70, and he sent them. Okay, he empowering them. They were with him so that they will see what Jesus is doing in his ministry. Okay, just like what we have just learned from the life of Barnabas. And Jesus knew that secret, the power of empowerment. And everywhere he goes, here in the scripture, the Bible tells us that he went to every city and every village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him. They were with him for those 3.5 years. As we move to the next scripture in Luke, okay, chapter 9, that was in 8 before 9, and verse 1 and 2, it says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority of all evils and to cure the disease. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God to heal the sick. So now he empowering them and he sent them now. He was behind them, okay, and empowered his 12. And they out to the villages and to the city, preaching the power of God, healing the sick, okay, delivering those who are oppressed by the devil, okay, those who are oppressed by the evils that time. And we have seen that is what happened. Jesus empowering the 12, getting them on the field, getting them on the mission field to preach the kingdom of God, encouraging them to carry on because he knew that after 3.5 years, he will not be with the disciples, but the disciples will carry on with that great work. And history we have learned that after 200 years, after what happened in Jerusalem, the gospel of the kingdom of God has been spread to the corners of the world because Jesus empowering the 12. And when persecution came, they spread throughout the world. And they went wherever they go, the gospel is preaching. Because Jesus knew the secret of empowerment. And he empowered the 12 to go out into the world. So here we see in the book of Luke. Okay, let's see another scripture this morning. In Luke chapter 10. And chapter 10 says, okay, after these things, the Lord appointed another 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Verse 2, therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest field. Okay, not only 12, but my Bible declared this morning, he appointed another 70 and he put them two by two to go again into the cities, okay, into the villages and preach the gospel. Jesus knew the power of empowerment, okay, to make sure that when he left this earth, after those 3.5 years, the disciples can carry on, okay, with this great commission, okay, with the great work that he have entrusted entrusted into their hand, and they will continue to take it and to every nations that they have that opportunity. So that is what Jesus have done. Okay, as we coming closer, let's go to our next slide. Okay, in conclusion, we see here this morning, we can be hero makers together, growing God's kingdom because Jesus empowerment. Let us see in John chapter 14, our next scripture. In John chapter 14, verse 12, okay, this is the conversation of Jesus, okay, when they have that supper together in that upper room in Jerusalem before his crucifixion. And when Jesus was telling his disciples, and we have seen there Thomas and Philip ask Jesus, "Jesus, where you go? Show us, where are you going?" And Jesus was encouraging them, "When you see me, you see the Father." But in verse 12, this is what Jesus was responding to the disciples in that setting, in that upper room, when they have that last supper. And this is what Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I said unto you, he that believed on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this he shall do, because I go unto my Father." So when Jesus was there with his disciples, when he about went to that cross, he was telling them, "For the 3.5 years you have seen what I'm doing." But Jesus, looking in the eyes of his disciples, and this is what Jesus tells them, "You can do it. I have empowered you. You go and do likewise." And he said, "You will do greater works if you can only believe in me. If you believe my word, you can go and do greater works. You can go and see souls safe in the kingdom of God." And that is what Jesus was telling his disciples in that room on the time that they have that supper together. And he said, "You can do it. You can go and do." As we see this last scripture on the board, as we see here, in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, it's called the Great Commission. I believe this is the scripture that compelled Barnabas, that he wanted to empower Paul and the church in Antioch and other apostles in Jerusalem because of the Great Commission. And in verse 18, it says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me." And verse 19, he said, "Therefore, go. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." I think that is what carries the apostles to go into the world and make disciples. I can say here this morning, let us go as Swim Ministry, a mission arm of Christian Reformed Churches of Australia. I believe Jesus has gave us that same commission 27 years ago to go into the Solomon Islands and make disciples. I can use the word disciples to be heroes. Your ministry has been coming to our soul for the past 27 years and making heroes. Men and women, children, pastors and leaders, that they can save well their calling in God. I have seen as we run this leadership program, biblical training, in where we run this program, I have seen leaders that they were so blessed. They never discovered the quality of a biblical leadership before. And even in prison, we have seen life transform because of the Great Commission. We are willing to go. Be a hero maker. Barnabas become a hero maker, standing behind the scene and encourage the church to go. And I'm standing here, only sherman that God has laid on my heart to encourage the church today. You are a great encourager to the work in the Solomon Island. People might not recognize it, just like Apostle Barnabas. But what a great work. What an obedience to the Great Commission that we can go. We can go. May God continue to bless you and bless your heart as we continue to stand together. Be a hero maker in the unfolding story of God, just like we've seen in the life of Barnabas and the secret that Jesus has been training the 12 and the 70 that they went out with the gospel. Once again, thank you so much for your listening. May God continue to bless us as we continue to save him before he returns in his second coming. Amen.